सर्वेभ्यो नमस्काराः। अद्य सिद्धान्तकौमुद्याः अर्थसन्धिप्रकरणे सवर्णदीर्घसन्धेरारभ्य पठामः। पुनरावर्तनमिति किमपि न कृतं मया अद्य, किन्तु गतकक्ष्यासु वृद्धिसन्धिः ततः पररूपसन्धिः, एनि पररूपम् इत्यारभ्य पररूपसन्धिः अधीतः। एतावत्पर्यन्तं पञ्चसन्धयः अधीताः, इको एणचि इति यण्सन्धिः, आद्गुणः इति गुणसन्धिः, वृद्धिरेचि इत्यारभ्य बहुभिः सूत्रैः वार्तिकैश्च वृद्धिसन्धिः, ईनिपररूपं ततः ओमाङ्गोश्च इत्यादि शास्त्रैः पररूपसन्धिः, एचोयवायावः इति अन्तवान्तादेशसन्धिः इति पञ्चसन्धयः समाप्ताः। वस्तुतः अच्सन्धिप्रकरणे प्राधान्येन सप्तसन्धयः सन्ति। सवर्णदीर्घः, वृद्धिः, गुणः, एण्सन्धिः, ततः यान्तवन्तादेशः, पररूपं, पूर्वरूपं चेति तत्र इदानीं सवर्णदीर्घसन्धिः आरभ्यते। सवर्णदीर्घसन्धिः अपवादसूत्रम्, अपवादः वस्तुतः गुणस्य यणश्चश्च यणः च अपवादः भवति सवर्णदीर्घः। As I told earlier, akasavarna dirgha, the savarna dirgha sandhi is an exception. It is an exception to guna and it's an exception to iko enachi. End sandhi. See, akaha savarna dirgha, it is sutram. Trini padani santi, akaha savarna dirgha, iko enachi ityataha achi ityano vartate, ekah purva parayoho ityadhikaraha asti, तस्मादयमपि एकादेशः इति ज्ञायते। अकः इति पञ्चमी, अक्वर्णात् अक् इति प्रत्याहारः, अ इ उन् ऋक् अ इ उ ऋ इति पञ्चवर्णाः सङ्गृहीताः। एतेभ्यः वर्णेभ्यः सवर्णे अचि परे इति सप्तमी, सवर्णे इति सप्तमी, अचि इति अनुवृत्तस्य विशेषणं, सवर्णे अचि अर्थात् सवर्णसंज्ञके अच्वर्णे परे, अकारः अकारस्य सवर्णे अचि अर्थात् अकारे परे इत्यर्थः फलति। सवर्णे अचिपरे दीर्घः इति प्रथमा विभक्तौ विधेयः, दीर्घः आदेशः भवति, पूर्वपरयोः एकः आदेशः, तस्मात् अकः सवर्णे अचिपरे दीर्घः एकादेशः स्यात् इति सूत्रार्थः फलति। ఓకే సారీ, యాక్చువల్లీ స్టార్టెడ్ విత్ ద మంగళ శ్లోక, సారీ. ఏనాక్షర సమాం నాయం అధిగమ్య మహేశ్వరాత్ కృత్స్నం వ్యాకరణం ప్రోక్తం తస్మై పాణినయే నమః వాక్యకారం వరరుచిం భాష్యకారం పతంజలిం పాణినిం సూత్రకారం చ ప్రణతోస్మి మునిత్రయం మునిత్రయం నమస్కృత్య తదుక్తిః పరిభావ్య చ వైయాకరణ సిద్ధాంత కౌముదీయం విరచ్యతే. కెన్ యు సీ మై స్క్రీన్ రెడీ? అకస్వర్ణే దీర్ఘ ద హోల్ స్లైడ్ రైట్. ఓకే, I don't know why the whole slide is on my computer, Julia. And I think others are able to see the whole slide. Maybe with time you should see it. I'll go slower, but let's see. Akas savarne dirghaha. Akaha akvarnanam savarne achi pare dirghaha ekadeshaha bhavati. Arthat akvarnasya savarne achvarne pare పూర్వపరయోః స్థానే యః అక్వర్ణః అస్తి తస్యైవ దీర్ఘః. వెన్ అన్ అక్ ఇస్ ఫాలోడ్ బై అ సవర్ణ, సో దేర్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ వన్ దీర్ఘ, ద దీర్ఘ ఆఫ్ దట్ పర్టిక్యులర్ లెటర్ ఆఫ్ దట్ పర్టిక్యులర్ అక్ విల్ బి ద ఆదేశ ఇస్ వాట్ ద సూత్ర టెల్. ఓ సారీ, ప్లీజ్ టేక్ ఆఫ్ దట్ వన్ సెకండ్. सवर्णदीर्घसन्धेः उदाहरणं पश्यामः. दैत्य अरिः, दैत्यानाम् अरिः इति समासः द एनिमी ऑफ डीमन्स दैत्य अरिहि इति स्थिते अकारात् अकारे परे अकारः अक्वर्णः तस्मात् अकारे अर्थात् सवर्णे अचि परे अकार एव सवर्णः अकारस्य अष्टादश प्रभेदाः परस्परं सावर्ण्यं प्राप्नुवन्ति तुल्यस्य प्रयत्नं सवर्णम् इति सूत्रेण तस्मात् अकारात् अकारे परे पूर्वप्रयोः स्थाने दीर्घः अकारस्य दीर्घप्रभेदः अर्थात् आकारः आदेशः भवति द टु अक्स् विच् इस् द पूर्व द अक् विच् इस् द पूर्ववर्ण एण्ड् द सवर्ण विच् इस् द परवर्ण बोत् आफ् देम् आर् रिप्लेस्ड् बै आकार द दीर्घ दैत्यारिः इति रूपम् अत एव सवर्णदीर्घः इति सन्धेः नाम बिकास् वेन् इस् फालोड् बै अ सवर्ण द दीर्घ विल् बि द रिप्लेस्मेण्ट् एवमेव श्री ईशः श्रीशः दीर्घः ह्रस्वः इति भेदः नास्ति इट् डस् नाट् म्याटर् वेदर् इट् इस् दीर्घ ह्रस्व बिकास् एव्रिथिङ्ग् इस् अ सवर्ण आफ् ईच् अदर् श्रियाः ईशः श्रीशः ईकारः इकारस्य सवर्णे अतिपरे ईकारः सो इफ् यु नोटिस् अकस् द दैत्यारिः द अ प्लस् अ द सवर्णदीर्घ वेन् अकार इस् फालोड् बै अ सवर्ण इस् एन् एक्सेप्शन् टु आद्गुणः अवर्णात् अचिपरे गुणः एकादेशः स्यात् इति आद्गुणः इत्यनेन उच्यते तस्य अपवादत्वेन अकारस्य सवर्णे अचिपरे दीर्घः विधीयते श्री ईशः इति तु इकोयणचि इत्यस्य अपवादः इकः स्थाने यण् स्यात् अचि ईकारः इक् तस्य अचिपरे यण् स्यात् इति यण् सन्धिं बाधित्वा अनेन सवर्णदीर्घः क्रियते तस्मात् सवर्णदीर्घसन्धिः अकारस्य विषये गुणस्य अपवादः ईक्वर्णानां विषये यणः अपवादः विष्णु उदयः विष्णूदयः विष्णोः उदयः इति समासे उकारात् सवर्णे अचिपरे ऊकारः आदेशः भवति इदानीं दीक्षिताः प्रश्नं पृच्छन्ति अचि किं कुमारी शेते अकः सवर्णे अचिपरे इत्युक्तम् अचि इति पदं किमर्थम् अकः सवर्णे परे इति अलं खलु हि सेस् इज़न्ट् इट् इनफ् इफ् हि सेस् वेन् अक् इस् फालोड् बै अ सवर्ण बिकास् द सवर्ण आफ् अकार विल् ओब्वियस्लि बि ओन्लि अकार वी हेव् नाज्झलौ नाज्झलौ सेस् अज्झलोः परस्परं सावर्ण्यं नास्ति इट् सेस् देर् इस् नो सावर्ण बिट्वीन् अच् एण्ड् हल् सो द सवर्ण फार् एन् अच् लेटर् दट् इस् द सवर्ण फार् अक् विल् आटोमेटिकलि बि एन् अच् बै इट् सेल्फ् इट् हेस् टु बि अ स्वर द सवर्ण फार् अ स्वर हेस् टु बि अ स्वर बै द नियम नाज्झलौ सो It is enough if we say akaha savarne pare when ak is followed by a savarna and the savarna will automatically be an ach so why should you still specify achi why should we take achi as an anuvritti from ikoyanachi that's the question hope the question is clear even without the word achi we still have the same meaning akaha savarne pare dirghaha ityukte अक्वर्णानां सवर्णाः अच्वर्णाः एव भवितुम् अर्हन्ति नाज्झलौ इत्यनेन अचां हलां च परस्परं सावर्ण्यं निषिद्धं तस्मात् अकः सवर्णः अक् अर्थात् अच् एव भवितुम् अर्हति अचि इति पृथग् वक्तव्यं नास्ति इति प्रश्नस्य आशयः दट् इस् वाट् द प्रश्ने मीन्स् अचि किं वै शुड् बि स्पेसिफै अच् द दीक्षित एक्साम्पल् गिव्स् अस् कुमारी शेते इति उदाहरणं कुमारी शेते अत्र ईकारः अस्ति ईकारस्य शकारस्य च सावर्ण्यम् अस्ति इफ् यु रिमेम्बर् द डिस्कशन्स् वि हेड् वित् तुल्यस्य प्रयत्नं सवर्णम् अण्ड् नाच्छलौ वि सेड् इफ् यु से न अच्छलौ अच्छलोः परस्परं सावर्ण्यं नास्ति इति निषेधः भवति चेत् अ इ उ ऋ इति ह्रस्ववर्णानां हला सह सावर्ण्यं निषिध्यते दीर्घवर्णानां हल्भिः सह सावर्ण्यं निषेद्धुं न शक्यते नाज्झलौ इत्यनेन नाज्झलौ केन् प्रिवेण्ट् सावर्ण्य ओन्ली बिट्वीन् द अच् आफ् माहेश्वरसूत्र दट् इस् अ इ उ ऋ ए ओ ऐ औ एण्ड् द हल् आफ् माहेश्वरसूत्र वै इस् दिस् सो बिकास् वि सा द क्रम आदौ वर्णानाम् उपदेशः उपदेशोत्तरकाल इत्सम्य इत्संज्ञोत्तरकालं प्रत्याहारः प्रत्याहारोत्तरकालं सवर्णसंज्ञा सवर्णसंज्ञोत्तरकालं सवर्णग्रहणं द सवर्णग्रहण दैट इज अनुदित सवर्ण से सा प्रत्यय कैन अप्लाई ओनली आफ्टर तुल्यास्य प्रयत्नम एंड नाचलौ हैव बीन कंक्लूडेड दैट इज ओनली आफ्टर वी गेट द मीनिंग ऑफ तुल्यास्य प्रयत्नम सवर्णम एंड नाचलौ सो व्हेन वी आर स्टिल डिसाइडिंग व्हाट इज सवर्ण वी कैन नॉट यूज अनुदित सवर्ण से सा प्रत्यय Why do we need to use anudit savarnasya chapratyaya? When we have akara, there is one akara which was told in the Maheshwara Sutra. Adau varnanam upadeshaha. A, E, U. Iti varnaha upadishtaha. Upadeshottarakalam itsamya. Nakarasya, kakarasya, ityadinam itsamya. Tataha pratyaharaha, tataha savarna samya. Now, the next step is to give the name savarna. अकारस्य आकारस्य च ह्रस्वाकारस्य दीर्घाकारस्य च सावर्ण्यमस्ति इति उच्यते तुल्यस्य प्रयत्नं सवर्णं सूत्रेण अकारस्य हकारस्य च सावर्ण्यं नास्ति इत्युच्यते नाझलौ इति सूत्रेण सो तुल्यस्य प्रयत्नम् एंड नाझलौ आर द स्टेप्स वेर वी डिसाइड व्हाट इज सवर्ण वन्स वी नो व्हाट इज सवर्ण अनुदित सवर्णस्य च प्रत्ययः इति सूत्रेण अण् इत्युक्ते अकारः इत्युक्ते अष्टादश प्रभेदः इति गृह्यते But at the stage, at the level of Najhalav or Tulyasya Prayatnam Savarnam, A means only Hrasvakara, A means only Dirghakara. There is no Savarna Grahana. If there is no Savarna Grahana, Najhalav can prevent Savarna only between Achhra, that is A, E, U, R, R. The Hrasvas which are told in the Maheshwara Sutra and the Hal. As a consequence, for the Dirghavarnas, for A, E, U, R, We still have Savarnya with Hakara, Shakara, Shakara and Sakara. Not Sakara. Shakara, Shakara and Sakara. Sakara. Correct. Shasha, Saha. Ushmavarnana, Dirgha Swaranam cha Parasparam Savarnyam Asti. नाझलौ इत्यत्र आकारस्य प्रश्लेषेण आकारस्य हकारस्य च सावर्ण्यं निषिद्धम् बिकॉज ऑफ नाझलौ वी कैन कंक्लूड दैट दिस आकार इज नॉट अ सवर्ण ऑफ हकार बट इवन एट दिस स्टेज वी स्टिल हैव सावर्ण्य बिटवीन ईकार एंड शकार ऋकार एंड शकार सो नाउ कुमारी शेते ईकार अस्ति अकः ईकार अक अकः सवर्णे परे If you just tell Savarna, then since we still have Savarna, Savarnya between Ikara and Shakara, we should get Savarna Dirgha Sandhi here also. If Ach is not told, Achi iti yadi na uchyate, tarhi kumari shete ityatra Ikarasya Shakare pare, Ikara Shakare yoho parasparam Savarnya sattvat, atrapi Savarna Dirgha Sandhi praknoti. Tasya nivaranartham Achi ityuchyate. Shakara Ach na bhavati. Since Shakara is not Ach, so we can prevent Savarna Dirgha Sandhi here by saying Ach. Even though there is Savarna, there is no Achtva, so we will not get the Sandhi. Najhalau iti Savarna Nishedhastu na Dirgha Shakara Yoho. Dirgha Ikarasya Shakarasya cha Savarna Nishedhah Nasti. Kimartham Grahanaka Shastrasya Grahanaka Shastram Nama Anudit Savarnasya Saprateha iti Savarna Grahakam Sutram. तस्य सावर्ण्य विधि निषेधाभ्याम प्राक अनिष्पत्ते है why because when we are in सावर्ण्य विधि निषेधा that is when we are dealing with तुल्यास्य प्रयत्नम सवर्णम and नाझलौ ततः प्राक before that ग्रहणक शास्त्रस्य अनिष्पत्ति the अनुदित सवर्णस्य च प्रत्ययः is still not born that is you cannot go to ग्रहणक शास्त्र unless this is clarified so कुमारी शेते इफ सो ईकार एंड शकार आर सवर्णाज ऑफ ईच अदर टू प्रिवेंट सवर्ण दीर्घ बिटवीन ईकार एंड शकार वी यूज द टर्म अचि इन द सूत्र अक सवर्णे अचि परे दीर्घ एकादेश स्यात् इज दैट क्लियर और शुड आई एक्सप्लेन अगेन Does anybody have a doubt regarding this? Because it was a thing which we discussed long ago, so I repeat it. If you have any doubts, you can always ask. Yes, hello. We discussed that in the class when we did this, because we don't need to prevent Savarna Dirgha. We don't need that Savarna Nishedha between Akara and Hakara. But there are other cases like Vishvapa Bhihi, Vishvapa Bhis Akarantasya Bhis Pratyaye Pare Kodhaha Ityanena Dhatvam Prapnoti. If Akara has Savarna with Hakara, then there are other cases where problems arise. If we have Vishvapa Bhis, like we have Lih Bhis becomes Lid Bhis. The Hakara at the end of a Pada will get Dhatva. So if Akara is a Savarna of Hakara, then Akaranta Shabdas would also get Dhatva by Hodaha. So to prevent that, we need the Akara Prashlesha in Nam. Any other questions? No? Can we move on? Atra Anyahapi Prashnasya. Akaha Kim Hare. Akaha Savarne Dirghaha. Akaha Savarne Achipare. Achaha Iti Noktam. Arthat Achvarnasya Savarne Achipare Dirghaha Iti Nochyate. Kimartham Haraye. Hare e ityasti ekarasya savarne achipare ekare pare savarna dirghaha na bhakti kevalam akvarnanam a e u r r ityetesham savarne achipare savarna dirghaha anyesham acham a o i au ityetesham tu savarna dirghaha na bhavati tasmat akaha savarne dirghaha ityuchyate dikshitah vadanti akoki dirghaha ityeva suvacham. Dikshita says it is enough if Panini has said Akoki Dirghaha. Panini Sutra as it states now is Akaha Savarne Dirghaha. This Panini need not have told that Savarne Dirghaha. He could have simply said Akaha Aki Dirghaha. Akvaranasya Akvarane Pare Dirghaha Bhavati. Yatha Sankhya Manadesha Samana Mityanena Yatha Sankhyatvam Siddhyati. Akarasya Akare Pare Dirghaha. Ikarasya Ikare Pare Dirghaha. Ityadi arthaha siddhyati. Tasmat akasavarne dirghaha ityasya apekshaya akoki dirghaha iti vaktum uchitam iti dikshitanam abhiprayaha. It is Dikshita's opinion that Panini could have told akoki dirghaha. Why? Because this is shorter than akasavarne dirghaha. We always look at the laghava. How shortly, how compactly can we put something? So akaha savarne dirghaha. There is one extra. The Savarna has so many letters. Instead of that, he could have told Aku Aki Dirghaha. Akaha Aki Pare. When an Ak letter is followed by an Ak letter, you will get Dirgha. Using Yatha Sankhya Manudesha Samana, we could say Akarasya Akare Pare. It is not that there will be Savarna Dirgha when an Ak letter is followed by any Ak. It has to be the same. Like we did with Halo Yamam Yami Lokha. Yamam Yami means when one Yam Varna is followed by the same Yam Varna, then only we get Lopa. Similarly here, when an Ak letter is followed by the same Ak letter, which will mean the Savarna Ak letter, then you will get Dirgha. So this could have served our purpose as well as Akasavarne Dirghaha does, is what Dikshita feels. Right? So this has not been told in the Bhashya. This is Dikshita's own opinion. इदानीं ऋति सवर्णे ऋ वा अकसवर्णे दीर्घः इत्यनेन उक्तं दैत्यारिः श्रीशः विष्णुदयः अकारस्य इकारस्य उकारस्य च उदाहरणं दत्तम् इदानीं ऋकारस्य सवर्णे परे किं भवति इति प्रश्नः वाट् हेपन्स् वेन् ऋकार इस् फालोड् बै सवर्ण सो देयर् इस् अ वार्तिका विच् टेल्स् ऋति सवर्णे ऋ वा कः अर्थः ऋकारस्य सवर्णे परे विकल्पेन ऋकारः एव आदेशो भवति वेन् ऋकार इस् फालोड् बै सवर्ण ऋकार देन् वै अकसवर्णे दीर्घः वुड् हव् गोट् अ दीर्घ ऋकार अस् द आदेश बट् दिस् वार्तिका टेल्स् देर् इस् अ ऋ अस् द आदेश इफ् यु हव् होत्र ऋकारः ऋकारस्य ऋकारे परे ऋकारः आदेशः भवति सो यु स्टिल् हाव् Hotrukaraha by Ruti Savarne Rva. Since this is Vikalpa, Va, optional sutra, when this does not apply, we still have Savarna Dirgha. when savarna dirgha happens, we have hotru karaha. There is a dirgha rukara. There is an option where there is a rukara. This is not actually hraswa. We will see about this rukara later. He says ruti savarne ruva. Itinena hotru karaha. Va ityuktvat vikalpena ru iti adeshah bhavati. तस्य अभावे रु इति दीर्घः अकस्वर्णे दीर्घः इत्यनेन दीर्घस्य आदेशे होत्रकारः इति रूपद्वयं सिद्ध्यति एवमेव ऋति सवर्णे ऋवा इत्यपि वार्तिकम् ऋति सवर्णे ऋवा ऋति सवर्णे ऋवा इति वार्तिकम् होत्र ऋकारः ऋकारस्य ऋकारे परे ऋलृवर्णयोः मिथस्थावर्ण्यम् अस्ति तस्मात् सवर्णे लृकारे परे विकल्पेन लृ इत्येव आदेशः भवति तदा होत्लृकारः तदभावे दीर्घः लृकारस्य दीर्घः नास्ति लृवर्णस्य द्वादश तस्य दीर्घाभावात् इत्युक्तं तस्माद् अत्रापि ऋकारः एव आदेशः भवति पक्षे ऋकारः सावर्ण्यात् होत्लृकारः होत्लृकारः See that when R is followed by either Rukara or Lrukara, both cases the Dirgha, the Adesha will be R, Dirgha Rukara by Akasavarne Dirgha. Because Lrukara does not have a Dirgha Prabheda of its own. So the conclusion is when Rukara is followed by Rukara, then there are two forms. One is a form with a Dirgha Rukara and the other one is a form with Rukara. Similarly, when Rukara is followed by Rukara, there are two forms. One is a form with a Dirgha Rukara and the other is a form with Rukara, or Rukara. Now, what we did here in these two articles, the Adesha which we had, Ruti Savarne Ruva, Ruti Savarne Ruva, iti Aksharadvayam Vidhiyate. There are two Adeshas which are mandated by these Vartikas, which is R and R. There is a speciality about these letters. Okay? Though we write it like the original swara. I mean the R here and the R in the previous Vartika was written as the, it looks like the usual R and R. But they are special letters. This has been discussed in the Bhashya and this is a very, something very very special. Okay? He says that this Rukara, the Rukara which is the Adesha here, and the Rukara which was Adesha in the previous Vartika. These two are not simple letters. Okay? They are actually a combination of letters. Okay? Ruti Ruva, Ruti Ruva, iti Ubhayatrapi, Vidheyam Varnadvayam, Dvimatram. They are actually two matras. They are letters with two matras. Okay? The R, the original Swara is only one matra. The R is also only one matra. But the Adesha which is being given by these two Vartikas have two matras. How is it two matra? Is Adyasya Madhye Dvau Refau Tayor Eka Matra Abhitaha Ajbhaktehe Apara. This is something which is very difficult to comprehend and also take. These words are called Narasimha Varnas. That is, they are like Narasimha. That is, he has a part which is Nara and he has a part which is Simha. Like that, these two letters have one part which is hal, which is a consonant, and another part which is a swara. He says, Adyasya Madhye, that is where the ru which you have, Ruti Savarne Ruva, iti yaha Adeshaha Vidhiyate, Tatra Madhye Dvau Rephau. There are two rephas in the center of the twarna. I mean, if you can imagine something like a sphere, in the center you have two rephas, which together form one matra. Each vyanjana is half a matra. So put together the two rephas form one matra. Abhitaha, surrounding that, ajbhaktehe apara. There is an ach, which is the rukara, which has one matra. So put together, it has two matras, is what they say. This is all very theoretical. Do not ask me to demonstrate how you have either a repha or a rukara there. I do not know. But this is what has been told in the Bhashya also. Say, there is one hal, the part, hal part inside will have one matra and the ach part which is covering it, it has another matra. So put together it has two matras. Okay? So this is different than the original rukara, the swara which has only one matra. Right? So similarly, dvitiyasya madhye dvau lakarau shesham pragvat. அர்த்தாத் இன் த செகண்ட் ஒன் விச் இஸ் திஸ் ல், இன் த சென்டர் ஆஃப் திஸ் லெட்டர் யூ ஹாவ் டூ லகாராஸ், யரல டூ லகாராஸ் புட் டுகெதர் இட் இஸ் ஒன் மாத்ரா. சரௌண்டிங் தட் இஸ் அ ஸ்வரா விச் இஸ் எல்ருக்கார விச் இஸ் ஒன் மாத்ரா. ஸோ இட் இஸ் அ த்விமாத்ரக ஆதேஷா. த ஆதேஷா ஹியர் போத் ஆதேஷாஸ் ஆர் டூ மாத்ரா. திஸ் இஸ் அ தீர்கருக்கார விச் இஸ் அ டூ மாத்ரா. திஸ் இஸ் அ நரசிம்ஹ லுக்கார விச் ஹஸ் டூ லகாராஸ் பிளஸ் ஒன் லுக்காரா. சிமிலர்லி இன் த ப்ரீவியஸ் கேஸ் யூ ஹாவ் ஹியர் இட் இஸ் அ தீர்கருக்கார விச் இஸ் டூ மாத்ராஸ், ஹியர் இட் இஸ் அ நரசிம்ஹ ருக்கார விச் ஹஸ் டூ ரேபாஸ் சரௌண்டட் பை ஒன் ரக்கார. ஸோ விச் இஸ் அகெய்ன் அ டூ மாத்ரா ஆதேஷா. த ஆதேஷா ஸ்டில் இஸ் த்விமாத்ரக. இட்ஸ் வாட் ரிதி ருவா ரிதி ருவா இது உபயத்ராபி விதேயம் வர்ணத்வயம் த்விமாத்ரம் ஆத்யஸ்ய மத்யே த்வௌ ரேஃபௌ தயோரேகா மாத்ரா அபிதஹ அஜ்வக்தேஹ அபரா. த்விதீயஸ்ய மத்யே த்வௌ லகாரௌ சேஷம் பிராகவத் அர்த்தாத் தயோரேகா மாத்ரா அபிதஹ அஜ்வக்தேஹ அபரா மாத்ரா. இஹ உபயத்ராபி ருத்யகஹ இதி பாக்ஷிகஹ ப்ரக்ருதிபாவஹ வக்ஷ்யதே. In both these cases, that is when you have Ruti Ruva and Ruti Luva, that is when Rukara is followed by Rukara, all Rukara, there is one optional Prakriti Bhava which will be dealt with later. This we had seen in some other case also, when Uparthiti and Pratyati. Rutya Kaha, when an Ark letter is followed by Rukara, there is an optional prohibition of Sandhi. That is, when you have Hotru plus Rukara, there are three forms. When you do Ruti Savarne Ruva, you get Hotrukaraha. When you do Akas Savarne Dirghaha, you get Hotrukaraha. When you do Prakriti Bhava, that is when no Sandhi is done, there is a form called Hotrukaraha. Similarly, when Rukara is followed by Rukara, Ruti Savarne Ruva ittenena Hotrukaraha, Akas Savarne Dirghaha ittenena Hotrukaraha. பிரகிருதிபாவஹ ருத்யகஹ இதி பிரகிருதிபாவேன ஹோத்ர ருகாரஹ இதி ரூபத்ரயம் அபி சாது. So we end up with three forms. Correct. Rukara and Rukara are savarnas of each other. So, the Subramanian's question is why when he says Ruti Savarane you can also consider Rakara, or when he says Ruti Savarane you can also consider Rakara. So that is not actually true. When there is a separate Nirdesha for Rakara and Rakara, it means that you take only Rakara by Rakara and Rakara by Rakara. But when there is a general Nirdesha, we take both Rakara and Rakara together. So it is all depending on the Shastra. See, even in Dhatus, we have some which have Rukara as Anubandha and we have Rukara as Anubandha. So in this, those cases, their territory does not merge completely. The territory of Rukara and Rukara is separate in some cases and it is merged in some cases. So where do we consider Rukara and Rukara together and where not, we have to depend on the commentary, on the Vyakhyana. Right? So there are cases where Dvartikakara himself says, it is Dvartikakara who told Rilravarnayoho Mitha Savarnyam Vachyam, and again he says here Ruti Savarnayal Ruva and Ruti Savarnayal Ruva. Okay? So actually in the Bhashya there are two Pakshas. There is one Paksha which says let's have Savarnya between Rukara and Rukara and take off these two Vartikas, and there is another which says let's have these two Vartikas and take off Rilravarnayoho Mitha Savarnyam Vachyam. Means that the two are not compatible with each other, and the nirnaya in bhashya is actually to take off these two are not needed. We can take rilravarnayo mitha savarnyam vachyam and these two vartikas are not needed is what the bhashyakara says. But the vartikakara has told all three vartikas and the kaumali gives all three vartikas, so we actually study them. Do we need all three or not is a question which is for higher study, which we'll study sometime hopefully. Right? Well, such arguments are not for a Kaumari class. The Bhashya goes on for a long time discussing why Are these two needed or is that needed? And finally, as I told, the conclusion of the Bhashya is different than what the Kaumudi gives. So, in the Kaumudi, I think we'll stop here. We'll just study the three Vartikas and see what they mean. So, is this Vartika actually needed or does it suit it? It's for a different discussion, right? Akasavarne dirghaha agre enga padanta dati purva rupa sandhihi sandeha sutram bhavati enga padantat ati padatrayam asti enga padantad ati ami purvaha iti purva sutrat purvaha iti anuvartate kaha artha padantat enga ityubhayam api panchami padante yaha ekarah okarova eng pratyaharah e ong two letters a or o this is at the end of a pada and it is followed by ati iti saptami taparakaranam taparastatkalasya hope you remember whenever there is a taparakarana the only the savarnas of that particular kala that is if it is a harasva only the harasva akara would be taken so ati ityukte harasva akare pare padantadengaha harasva akare pare when an eng letter at the end of a pada is followed by harasva akara purvaha arthat purva rupam purve yaha varnaha ekarah okarova saeva ekadesho bhavati then both the letters will be replaced by the purva letter which is either a or o padantadengaha ati pare purva rupam ekadeshah syat इति सूत्रार्थः हरे अव इत्यस्ति हर ए अव पदान्ते ए हरे इति एकं पदं सुप्तिङन्तं पदं सुबन्तत्वात् हरे इति पदं पदान्ते एङ् वर्णः तस्मात् ह्रस्वाकारे परे अतिपरे पूर्वरूपम् अर्थात् एकार एव आदेशो भवति हरेव इति रूपम् The actual form after during Purvasupasandhi is only this ha re va but the usual practice of writing this is putting one s mark in between which is called an avagraha chinha right so this is actually not needed not technical not specified anywhere in the grammar grantha so this is as this is just valid hareva is the valid rupa but we do put there has been a practice This is a recent practice of putting an avagraha chinna to denote purva rupa sandhi. Whenever we do purva rupa sandhi to denote that there was an akara there, we have this practice of putting this avagraha. But please note, this does not change the pronunciation. Hareva is the pronunciation. There is no hareava, right? So this is still hareva. Okay, and it is also not a rule that wherever you see this. Chinha, it has to be Purva Rupa. Okay, in high schools, that is what they teach generally. If you see this S mark, put it as Purva Rupa, which is not correct. This mark is also used sometimes in Savarna Dirgha Sandhi. It just indicates an Akara or an Akara. When we do Savarna Dirgha between Dirghas, there is a practice of Dirgha Akara. Say Vidya Alayaha, there is a practice of putting an Avagraha Chinha there also. Okay, so this does not mean anything. But it is generally a clue that it could be a Purva Rupa Sandhi. That is all. Correct. Vishno ava. Echo ayavaya avaha. Ityasya apavadaha. Somebody asked me. When echaha achipare ayavaya avaha. There should have been yanta desha or vanta desha as the adesha. But Purva Rupa is an exception to echo ayavaya avaha. Vishno ava. ओकारात् अचिपरे अतिपरे ह्रस्वाकारे परे ओकार एव आदेशो भवति विष्णोव हरेव विष्णोव एचोयवायावः इत्यस्य अपवादः रैट् सर्वत्र विभाषा गोः एक्चुअलि वि फिनिश् अच्सन्धीस् वित् दिस् ओके एण्ड् हि मूव्स् इन् टु द रियल् आफ् प्रकृतिभाव ओके दीस् सो फार् मेन्शन् आर् द सन्धीस् ಯಣ್ ಗುಣ ವೃದ್ಧಿ ಪರರೂಪ ಸಾರಿ ಯಣ್ ಅಂತವಾಂತಾದೇಶ ಗುಣ ವೃದ್ಧಿ ಪರರೂಪ ಸವರ್ಣ ದೀರ್ಘ ಅಂಡ್ ಪೂರ್ವರೂಪ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ದ ಸೆವೆನ್ ಅಚ್ ಸಂಧಿ ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ ವಿ ಫಿನಿಶ್ whatever Panini has told about Achsandhis. Next, we move on to the next thing. The next chapter is Prakriti Bhava, Achsandho Prakriti Bhava. That is the prohibition of Sandhis among Swaras. So, in between that, there is one shady region, which is we are just entering the Prakriti Bhava. Sarvatra Vibhasha Goho Padatrayamasti Engah Padantarati Iti Anuvartate Prakrityantah Padamabhyapare Ityadaha Prakritya Ityapi Anuvartate. Sarvatra Arthate Loke Vedecha. Sarvatra here, Sarvatra means everywhere. That is in both classical Sanskrit and in Vedic Sanskrit. Padantad Engaha Goho. Engantad Goshabdat Padanta. If there is a Goshabda, at the end of which there is an Eng. That is Okar. Go is obviously always ends with O. If there is a Pada, at the end of a Pada, there is the Eng of Goshabda. Ati Arthat Saptami Hraswakare Pare. Prakritya Prakriti Bhavaha Bhavati. Sandhihi Na Bhavati. I forgot to put the Sutrastha here. You can look into your books. It says Loke Vedecha Engantasya Goho Ati Va Prakriti Bhavaha Syat Padante Loke Vedecha. In Laukika and Vaidika Samskrata Engantasya Goho Goshabdaha Engantaha Bhavati Chet Ati Hraswakare Pare Va Prakriti Bhavaha Vikalpena Prakriti Bhavaha Bhavati Sandhihi Na Bhavati Pada Padante Padasyante Bhavati Chet. Mudaharanam Go Agram Goho Agram Chasti Go Shabdata Abrashabde Pare Okaraha Asti Go Shabdaha Engantaha Padantancha Asti Tasmat Ati Pare Prakriti Bhavaha. If you prevent the Prakriti Bhava, the Rupa is Go Agram. Right? If, since the Prakriti Bhava is optional, if the Prakriti Bhava is not there, that is, if the prohibition is not there, then you can do Purva Rupa Santhi as Gogram. Engaha Padantad Ati. Padantad Engaha Ati Pare Purva Rupam Bhavati. Ityanena Gogram. Go Agram Ityekam Rupam. Gogram Ityaparam Rupam. Va Vibhasha. There is a question of why use Vibhasha when he could have used Va. Panini has used three words for Vikalpa, which is Va, Vibhasha and Anyatarasya. Is there a difference between these three or is there not? Is a question. There are modern grammarians who say there is a difference when he uses Vibhasha, when he uses Va, Anyatarasya. And there are traditional scholars who say there is no difference. Paryaya Padeshu Gaurava Laghava Charcha Nadriyate. If it is a Paryaya Pada, that is synonyms of each other, then it does not matter if he uses a longer one or a shorter one. There are two terms here. So for now, for us, Vibhasha only means Va, which is optional. Can there be a meaning why he used Vibhasha instead of Va? It's for further study. Go Agram, Gogram. Iti Rupa Dvayam. Mentioned, he does not say Avagraha, no. Kaumudi. The question is, does the Kaumudi mention Avagraha? There is no, he does not say Avagraha. The current printed books use Avagraha. We do not have anything which Dikshita wrote himself, so we do not know if he used Avagraha. But Avagraha Chinha is a practice which is pretty recent, past 200 or 300 years. So in today's books, we do see the Avagraha Chinha. Whether Dikshita intended it or not, we do not know. Right? Go Agram, Sarvatra Vibhasha Goho Ityanena Vikalpena Prakriti Bhave Prapte Go Agram Prakriti Bhava Bhave Purva Rupa Sandhau Krite Go Agram. Okay, we have one more form. Okay, before that, Engantasya Kim Chitra Gogram. Why does he say Engantasya Goho? Is there a need to mention that when Go is Enganta? Because Go is always Okaranta, which is always Enganta. So why to specify Engantasya Goho? Yes, Chitra Gvagram. Chitra Gu Agram. Chitraha Gavaha Yaskyataha Chitra Guhu. Iti Bahuvrihi Samase. The Go Shabda gets a Hraswa and the Okara becomes Pu. clear it is still go shabda but it is not enanta since it is not enanta we do not get the prakriti bhava here the prakriti bhava will occur only when the go shabda is enanta so that is it ends in okara padante kim hoho there is also one more condition mentioned in the sutra it says enantasya go shabdasya goh prakriti bhavahasya padante why does he say padante go as go iti shabdat panchami ekavachanam panchami vibhaktehe ekavachane enantaha go shabdah asti tasmat ati hasva akarah api asti kintu padantatvam nasti this is not padanta the whole thing goes is a pada the only go here is not a pada since it is not a pada we will not get prakriti bhava here it will be pararupa and you get goho right so there are two conditions in the sutra both of which are essential one is the go has to be enanta and the second one it has to be padanta right next aparam sutram asti avam sphotayanasya sphotayanah nama kashchana acharyah sphotayana is another vyakarana in his mata sphotayanasya mate ati idi nivrittam achi pare so this follows actually sarvatra vibhasha goho and he says sphotayanasya avang according to sphotayana when go shabda is followed by any ach we get avang as the adesha in the previous sutra when go shabda was followed by hasva akara we had prakriti bhava here when go shabda is followed by any ach we get avang as the adesha avang ityasya nitvat antadeshah bhavati go agram ityeva asti g o agram padante okarah ach achi pare avadeshah bhavati gava agram iti jatam avang adeshe okarasya avang adeshe gava agram tatah savarna dirghe akara akarayoh savarna dirghe gavagram iti rupam so actually you have three forms one is prakriti bhava go agram tadabhave avangadeshe gavagram tasyapya bhave since it is only according to sphotayana it is vikalpa avangadeshasya bhave gogram iti purva rupam so we have three forms gogram eni pararupam itinena purva rupam गवाग्रम अवंगस्फोटायनस्य इत्यनेन अवंगादेशः गो अग्रम सर्वत्र विभाषा गोः इत्यनेन प्रकृतिभावः गो इज अ सुबन्त व्हेन वी डू अ समास द समास इज ऑलवेज बिटवीन सुबन्तास द क्वेश्चन इज हाउ डिड गो बिकम अ सुबन्त हियर और हाउ इज दिस अ पदान्त आई टोल्ड इन द प्रीवियस स्लाइड व्हेन यू हैव गो शब्द एंड अस प्रत्यय इट इज नॉट अ पदान्त हाउ इज इट अ पदान्त हियर This is a samasa. Goho agram, gava agram. Samase, subantayoreva samasaha. Any samasa is always between subantas. Why we do not hear the sup here? We do not hear the pratyaya because the pratyaya is deleted. But still, by pratyaya lakshana, we have the sup here. This is padanta. In any samasa, the padas, the individual padas, individual components is always a pada. So this is a padanta. You see that when you come to samasa, there is much more to a samasa than what we see. You don't just put go and agram together. You have to put gohu and agram together, take off the pratyaya and retain the pratipadika and then do the santhi. So here it is actually a padanta. Right? Any other questions? Three forms. One with prakriti bhava, one with avangadesha and the other with purva rupa. One more sutra. Okay. Padante kyu? Again here, yes. Why say padante? Gavi, go e. Tasti. Go shabdasya saptami vibhaktehe ekavachanam. E is the pratyaya. Ni os sup iti pratyayah. Atra go shabdasya padantatvam nasti. Here go is not a pada by itself. The entire thing, gavi, is a pada. So when it is in between a pada, we do not get avangadesha. we don't even get purva rupa. None of these apply if it is within a pada, right? The enya pararupam is also for padanta, avangsphotayanasya is also for padanta, sarvatra vibhasha sarvani sutrani padantasyeva tasmat padamadhye echo yavayavah ityanena avadeshe gavi iti rupam siddhyate. व्यवस्थित विभाषया गवाक्षः. नाउ देयर इज अ क्वेश्चन वेयर यू हैव अ रूपा कॉल्ड गवाक्ष व्हिच इज गो एंड अक्ष. जस्ट लाइक वी हैड गवाग्नम, देयर इज अनदर समास गो अक्ष. नाउ द क्वेश्चन इज डू वी गेट थ्री फॉर्म्स हियर. इन गवाग्रम वी हैड थ्री फॉर्म्स, गोग्रम, गो अग्रम एंड गवाग्रम. व्हाट हैपेंस इन गवाक्षः, डू वी स्टिल हैव थ्री फॉर्म्स? Question is no, there is only one form which is gavaksha. How do we do this is the question. And the answer is vyavasthita vibhasha. Asking wherever there is a vibhasha, there are some cases where it is purely optional, but there are some cases where vibhasha indicates that not an option. What it indicates is in some cases it is optional, in some cases it compulsorily happens, and in some cases it compulsorily does not occur. Means there are some forms in which there is an option, that is you have both gavagram, gokram and goagram, that is the whole prakarana. Vibhasha is optional, it means a simple option, but vibhasha also carries another meaning, where when he says vibhasha it means it is optional for some forms, and for some forms it is not optional depending on the prayoga. Always for vayyakarana, prayoga is what matters. Prayoga sharanaha vayyakaranaha. Uttarpata prayoga manusritya, according to prayoga. In some prayogas, it is optional. In some prayogas, it is nitya. That is, avangsphotayanasya is nitya, will compulsorily occur in a few forms. Like gavakshaha. Go aksha, avadeshe, avangadeshe krate, gava aksha, savarnadeekha sambhav, gavakshaha. In case of gavaksha, we do not have either gokshaha or goakshaha. So how do we decide this is all commentary. Vyakhyana manusritya, prayoga manusritya, kriyate. So whatever we say grammar, even though it tries to be complete, there are some prayogas which are always outside the realms, which we always have to go for some other techniques, like what the Bhashya says or what the Vartika says. So vyavasthita vibhashaya gavakshaha means because of a vyavasthita, that is it's a ordered vibhasha. There is some rules for the vibhasha, it's not a complete option. There are some forms where we have to compulsorily do the avang. One such form is gavakshaha. Go akshaha, avangadeshe krate gava akshaha, tataha gavakshaha. Go akshaha iti va, gokshaha iti va, na bhavati. So in gogram we have three forms, but the same thing in gavaksha we have only one form, because that is the only form in use. Finally, that is the only answer you can give, because shishta prayoga is only gavaksha. Nobody has used go akshaha or gokshaha, that is why those prayogas do not exist. Vyakarana always supports the existing prayogas. It does not question, I mean you cannot use vyakarana to bring in forms which have not been used, is the traditional siddhanta, right? Last sutra of Atsandhi Prakarana is Indrecha. Goho ityanu vartate, avang sphotayanasya ityataha avang ityanu vartate. Goho avang syat indre, indra shabdeya pare go shabdasya avang adeshaha syat. Compulsorily, the avang sphotayanasya is a vikalpa, there is an option. So this says compulsorily you have avang, go indraha, gava indraha, gavendraha, guna sandhav krate gavendraha iti rupam siddhyati. Okay, any questions? I'm sure there are at least two or three questions which should arise in the last three sutras. When we did avangsphotayanasya, sarvatra vibhasha goho and indrecha, there are two points which I skipped deliberately. So just think over and see if you can come up with any doubts. there is definitely a few things which are not very, I mean, you can definitely get a few doubts. So if you have the doubts, I'll answer. Otherwise, perhaps in the next class, I myself will raise the doubts and answer. So any doubts for now? No? Can you stop? ఏనాక్షరసమాం నాయం అధిగమ్య మహేశ్వరాత్ తృత్స్నం వ్యాకరణం ప్రోక్తం తస్మై పాణినయే నమః వాక్యకారం వరరుచిం భాష్యకారం పతంజలిం పాణినిం సూత్రకారం చ ప్రణతాస్మి మునిత్రయం మునిత్రయం నమస్కృత్య తదుక్తిః పరిభావ్య చ వైయాకరణ సిద్ధాంత కౌముదీయం విరచ్యతే. సో వి ఫినిష్ దట్ సంధి విచ్ ఇస్ క్వైట్ అ హ్యూజ్ ప్రకరణ ఇన్ నా కౌముది. వి హ్యావ్ డన్ 4 ప్రకరణ, సారీ 3, సమ్యా ప్రకరణ, పరిభాష ప్రకరణ అండ్ అత్సంధి ప్రకరణ. ద నెక్స్ట్ ప్రకరణ హ్యాపన్స్ టు బి అత్సంధౌ ప్రకృతి భావ, ద ప్రొహిబిషన్ ఆఫ్ సంధి అమంగ్ అత్సంధి విచ్ ఇస్ ప్రకృతి భావ. బట్ దట్ క్లాస్ విల్ హ్యాపన్ ఆన్ 27th September. Because there is no class this Friday and there is no class for the whole of next week because I'm going out somewhere. So the next class would be on 27th September. This is a Monday. The Monday after next is the next class. And then please go through what we have done so far. And I'll try to set up a test sometime in the next week, an online test which you can take to check out what you have studied so far. Till then, anytime, any questions, you can always mail me. We can stop here. Any questions now? Okay. Huh. Yes, tell me. The homework. I think a couple of people have sent in their homeworks and I have to yet to see them. I'm not sure if it is wise to spend the class on the homework. And maybe I should just put up the answers. Like if you have all solved it, maybe somebody, I mean, I'll check through the homework and just send on whatever is correct. On that, if you have any doubts, as in what is, why is a particular thing so, or if there are some particularly difficult examples, I think we can solve them in class. But other than that, I would not prefer to discuss the examples in class because it takes away so much of time. But if you have any doubts, you can just mail me. I hadn't anywhere mentioned to send me. I just thought you can just solve them by yourself. If you have any doubts, you could send me. But if you solve them, you can just send on the homework. So I just corrected. The homework was I had sent a couple of sandhi exercises on yan and yantavantadesha, I think, and also guna and vritti, which was sent to the group. If you just check the group page, you'll find the homework. Correct. Ha, right, but I'll just go through them and see because. I mean, those assignments are not strictly Kaumudi assignments because the Kaumudi discusses only the sutra and a few examples. I just gave them as an extra practice for students. If there is any homework which directly is concerned with Kaumudi, I would discuss them in class. But if it is these general exercises, please send them on. Or I'll send the answers when you could just check out them. Okay. There's a question by Muthusubramanian. He asked if the results of Ritta Prayogas are used anywhere. Definitely, there are many cases where you find kavyas where Ritta is used. Vaiyakarana, then even otherwise people prefer to use the dvitva in many many cases. So the dvitva prakarana is definitely based on prayoga. There are some cases which are purely theoretical, as in if you have two lakaras and three kakaras, I don't know where such prayogas could be used, but the normal dvitva is used in quite a lot of places. Okay, I think we can stop today's class. Sarvebhyo namaskaraha. Have a nice time.